It's been a while. I'd like to recap. Start again from Perek Lamed Vav in Yeshaya. And Emir Tashem will learn through the whole Perek. The Perek was dealing with Sanherib's army coming, surrounding Yerushalayim to capture it. He had sent Rav Shokei, who was actually a Jew. He was a Yisrael Mumer. He was a Jew who went over to the enemy. And Rav Shokei is going to be trying to convince the populace to surrender and join Sanherib. The same story that we're learning now in Yeshaya is also mentioned in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches. And it's also mentioned in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Beis. So the story is actually three times in Tanakh, this story. But as the Malbim explains, and most of the shir today will be based on the Malbim explains, and there is in Malachim Beis, before the story that we're going to have here, it mentions Sanherib went up against the cities in Yehuda that were fortified and he captured them. And then Chizkiyo sent a message to Sanherib telling him, I'm guilty, please turn away and leave us alone and I'll pay you a tremendous tribute, whatever tax you demand from me, I'll give. Esa shertitein olai esa, whatever you place on me, I'll bear and I'll serve you. And the king of Ashur gave him a fine, a penalty, a tax of 300 kikar kesev and 30 kikar of gold, and Chizkiyo gave everything. And then the story resumes as we have it over here in Yeshaya. In Divrei Hayomim, the story says that Sanherib came to the cities of Yehuda that were fortified, and at that point Chizkiyo closed up the springs of water and the streams to cut off the water supply for the enemy, and they strengthened the city, they prepared shields and weapons, and they were mechazek es libam b'Hashem, they placed their bitachon in Hashem, and they appointed their generals. And then the story resumes as we have here. The Malbim learns that it all fits together. That what happened is Sanherib actually came, and Chizkiyo needed to buy time, in the literal sense. So he promised to send a tribute and a present, and he'll do whatever the king of Ashur demands from him. And he paid a tremendous tribute, and the king of Sanherib turned away and let them be. At that point, Chizkiyo went ahead and he immediately started strengthening the city and preparing for war because he wasn't prepared to continue paying tremendous tribute to the king of Ashur. And at that point, Sanherib came back after the present had been said, after Chizkiyo strengthened the city, and this is where the story picks up in Yeshaya. Vayhi ba'arba esrei shana. It was in the 14th year LaMelech Chizkiyo of the king Chizkiyo. Ola Sanherib Melech Ashur, Sanherib the king of Ashur arose, al kol ha'ri Yehuda habitzuros, on all the fortified cities of Yehuda, vayispasein, and he captured them. Vayishlach Melech Ashur es Rav Shokei, the king of Ashur sent Rav Shokei. We mentioned he was the Yisrael Mumer, he was the Jew who had joined the army of Ashur. He sent Rav Shokei Milochish Yerushalayim, from Lochish to Yerushalayim, El HaMelech Chizkiyo, to the king Chizkiyo. Bechel covered with a great army, Vayamod, and he stood, Bisa'olas HaBerecho Hoel Yona, at the channel of the upper pool, Bimesilas De Koves, and the road of the launderer's field. The field where they used to spread out the laundry. There was a pool there. They used to soak the clothing. And as we mentioned, the Malbim learns that the water supplies were cut off. And the very fact that this area that was used for laundry is now empty and there's no water, he stood at the place of evidence. Why was the water supply cut off? You're obviously planning on war. Vayitzei Elov El Yokim Ben Chilkiyo Asher Al Haboyis. So a number of Chizkiyohu, King Chizkiyo's officers, went out to greet Rav Shoke and to offer to peace to see exactly what the king of Ashur demands. Vayitzel of Eliyakim ben Chilkiyo Asher al Aboyis. Eliyakim ben Chilkiyo, who was in charge of the royal household, went out. Veshevna Hasofer and Shevna the scribe. Veyoach ben Osof Hamazgir and Yoach ben Osof Hamazgir, the secretary, the one in the recorder, the one in charge of the records. They went out to hear what Sancheirah would demand, and to hear the offer. They were not planning to serve Asher. They weren't planning to continue paying tribute. And we'll see Chizkiyahu placed his trust in Hashem and was prepared to not to make peace and to retain their independence. Vayomer aleihem Rav Shoke. So Rav Shoke said to them, Imru noel Chizkiyahu, say now to Chizkiyahu, Ko amar hamelech hagodol melech Ashur, so says the great king, the king of Ashur, Mo habitachon hazeh asher b'tachta, what is this trust? You have bitachon, you believe, you trust, you're confident. What is this bitachon asher b'tachta? What gives you this confidence to stand against me? Amarti, I said, Achtavar Sfosayim. You must believe that talk is enough. You talk and you plan and you're going to fight against me. But that's not the truth. Eitzo Gevura LaMilchama. When you come to do war, you have to have Eitzo, you have to have a council, a plan, but you have to have strength. You have to have Gevura. So you might plan to send the troops and to fight, and you have a whole beautiful strategy, but you have to have the soldiers to back it up. You need an Eitzu Gevura LaMilchama. So Ato Hamivo Tachta. So now, on whom are you placing your trust, Kimorada Tobi, that you've rebelled against me? The very fact that Chizkiyahu is strengthening the city and preparing the weapons and cutting off the water supply, it's evident that he's rebelling. And even though he may have sent a previous tribute, it's clear that he's preparing for war. And this is being viewed as kimorada tabi, you've rebelled against me, and therefore you're in for a punishment, and Sancheirav's army is here, and you better surrender. But Rav Shoke continues. And this is where we are, where we left off previously. Hine botachta. You know what you've trusted in? Either you're trusting in people, or you're trusting in Hashem. And Rav Shoke is going to deal with each one separately. Hine botachta. I know what you're putting your faith in. Your confidence, your bitachon is al mishenes hakone, on the support of the reed harotzutz, that's broken, that's splintered. Hazeh, this mishenes hakona harotzutz, this splintered reed, al Mitzrayim, on Egypt. Mitzrayim, you figure Egypt will come and they'll send their troops and they'll help you out, they'll send weapons, Mitzrayim will help you. But the truth is, Mitzrayim is like a splintered reed, like a cane, like something that cannot help you at all. And there are two problems with that. If you put your trust in some country like Mitzrayim, first of all, Asher Yisomech Ishalov, when somebody relies on a nation like Mitzrayim, if he places his confidence on a stick, a person's walking and he finds it difficult, so he needs a cane. So he takes instead a reed that's weak and splintered. Asher Yisomech Ishalov, and the person thinks he can rest his weight on it. He can't rest his weight on it. And the very fact that he thinks he can rely on the stick, he doesn't place his focus on his legs. If a guy knows that the cane is worthless, at least he's aware of the fact that his legs have to carry him. If a person thinks the cane is good, he thinks he has three legs, his cane will help him, he's bound to fall. Asher Yisomech Ishalov, the person's relying on this stick that can't bear his weight. That's problem number one. Problem number two is not only does it not carry him, and not only does it cause him to falsely rely on this stick, but it'll come into the palm of his hand and puncture it. He's carrying a stick that's going to splinter and break, and if he places his weight on it, it's going to hurt him. Kain Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, is the same way. L'chol habotchim alov. To all those who place their trust in Paro Melech Mitzrayim. First of all, you're relying on him, and therefore, you're not realistic about whether you can fight Sancheiriv. If you're relying on Mitzrayim, you're thinking to yourself, you know, we Jews in Yerushalayim are few and we're outnumbered and we're weak, but Mitzrayim will help us. That itself is a false confidence. They will not help you, and therefore you will be destroyed by Sancheiriv. Not only that, but the very fact you're relying on Mitzrayim, that's like the stick that punctures the skin and the palm. It goes into the hand, because it's going to hurt you and it's going to cost. Mitzrayim is going to, if they do help and send some equipment or troops, they're going to demand tribute. You're going to have to pay them for it. So relying on Mitzrayim is just going to hurt you. It won't save you. It's going to give you this false confidence, and it's going to end up hurting. So it's not realistic to say that you're relying on the king of Mitzrayim. The other thing you may be placing your bitachon in is Hashem. V'chisomar Eli. And if you'll say to me, El Hashem Elokeinu batachnu, we're relying on Hashem Elokeinu, He's our Elokim. He's our God. Hello, who? But this is the Elokim. Asher Heser Chizkiyo Es Bamosov. The Chizkiyo removed all of the high places, the platforms on which they'd place altars and Mizbeach. Ves Mizbechosov, he removed the Bamos and the Mizbechos, what was used for bringing sacrifices. Chizkiyo removed all that. Vayomer li Yehuda v'li Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyo said to Yehuda, he said to Yerushalayim, Lifnei HaMizbeach Hazeh Tishtachavu. You have to come to Yerushalayim. You have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. This is your Mizbeach. So if Chizkiyo removed all the altars and all the Bamos, how do you expect Hashem to help you? Now, either Rashi says, Asher Heser Chizkiyo Es Bamosov. Rashi says, Bier Es Kolbote Akum. All of the houses used for idol worship, Chizkiyo got rid of. The Mizbechos and Bamos. V'hizkik es kol Yehuda lishtachvos lifnei Mizbeach Echad. And he forced them all to come to the one Mizbeach, to Yerushalayim. Now, if it's referring to removing the Avodah Zarah, it would seem that, I don't know if Rav Shaked, it was just such a confusion in those days with idol worship, or it was perhaps sarcastic, but Chizkiyo removed all the Avodah Zarahs. Now that's a reason that Hashem should help. But in his equation, equating Chas v'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the gods that will see all of the Avodah Zarahs, he says, listen, if Chizkiyo removed all the Avodah Zarahs, how can you expect Hashem to help? Other Mephorshim like, and perhaps that Rashi means that also, he removed Avodah Zarahs. And he also removed the private bamos that people made for Hashem. The Mari Kora says as follows. Halo, Chizkiyo Heser Es Bamosov Ves Mizbechosov. Hashem removed all the bamos, those high places that were used for sacrifice, and the Mizbechos, the altars. Shelo Hayamokum Be'eretz Yisrael. There was no place in Eretz Yisrael that people didn't have a Mizbeach for Hashem. Before we had the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and when there was no Mishkan in Shiloh, you were allowed to bring Karbonos in your backyard. You could set up a Boma and bring sacrifices to Hashem. whenever you felt inspired, you wanted to bring a korban, you could bring a private korban. And there were bamos all over. And there were great tzaddikim who brought korbanos on these bamos. The problem is, people continued. It's almost as if a great tzaddik does something, and then generations later, it's not relevant why he did whatever he did, but people continue. I always thought one of the beautiful examples, I thought, people used to say with all the bugs and the vegetables, you know, they weren't makbid necessarily in the 50s and the 60s. It wasn't, you know, you didn't hear a big tumult with the bugs. And then somebody pointed out, in those days they used to spray the vegetation with DDT. They used strong chemicals, which later on was found to produce cancer and other sicknesses, and they outlawed a number of the chemicals. So it could be in those days there were no bugs. You know, they were sprayed with stronger chemicals. After they cut down on those insecticides, after that there's a proliferation of other insects. But that concept that certain things people were doing and they were great tzaddikim, and when they did it, it was okay, and perhaps it was even a mitzvah, but it no longer applied. So people had their bamos in their backyard, and they remembered for hundreds of years there were people who brought karbanos on the bamos, and they were big tzaddikim, and they continued doing it. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, these bamos were not allowed to be used. And that was one avera that persisted during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, that people had these bamos, and they didn't accept the fact that once you have a Beis HaMikdash, bamos are not allowed. So Chizkio came and he removed all the bamos. Later on they resurfaced, but Chizkio removed all the bamos. And he only left over, if you want to serve Hashem, there's only one place in the world you can bring sacrifices. There's only one place, Shebi'iro Yerushalayim, in his city Yerushalayim. That's what Chizkio did for Hashem. He said, you know what? You can no longer bring sacrifices to him all over. You got to come to this one place. So Rav Shoke says, this must have been a terrible, terrible sin. And a person who angers Hashem so much, and he removes all of those bamos, Eich yamod bishas tochako. How do you think Hashem's going to stand and help him when he feels the need? But the explanation is Chizkio l'shem mitzvah heisir as kulam. Chizkio removed the bamos as a mitzvah. That's what Hashem wanted. No more sacrifices on the bamos. Shorem yishenivne beis olomim nesru habamos. Once we had Yerushalayim, bamos became aser, and they're now aser forever. Even after the Churban, bamos remain aser. But Rav Shoke said, you're going to tell me you're relying on Hashem. How could you say you're relying on Hashem? All of those altars that were set up around the country, there wasn't a place that didn't have a Mizbeach for Hashem. Chizkio went ahead and he removed all of those Mizbechos. And he said everyone has to come to his Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. And it almost seems like Chizkio did this for his own benefit. This way, his capital city is Yerushalayim. That's where the royal city was. And he told everybody, if you want to bring a sacrifice, you have to come to me. You have to come to Yerushalayim. It almost sounds like, it looks like a ploy to strengthen his authority over the country. So Hashem's not going to help Chizkio. After Chizkio did this and he removed all the bamos, Pasuk Ches. Va'ata now. Isorev is to provide a security guarantee. Show me what you can do. In other words, you want to tell me you're rebelling against Sancheirv? Let's be practical. Isorevna, show me a guarantee, something that you're able to assure. Esadoni Hamelech Ashur, with my master, the king Ashur. If you think that you could make a deal with us, you can guarantee something, I would give you 2,000 horses. And I'll give you 2,000 horses. If you would be able to provide the riders, if you would have 2,000 men who could fight on horses, you provide the soldiers, I'll give you the horses. But you know you can't do that. You wouldn't even be able to provide the men to ride on the horses. So now, he's going back to what he said. If you're placing your bitachon on Mitzrayim, they're not going to help you. It's only going to cost. And if you're going to put your trust in Hashem, Hashem's not going to help you. You remove the bamos. And now he continues. If you're relying on Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim were to send you cavalry, they'll send you the horses, they'll send you chariots, but you have to have men who are able to go on them and fight. You're in the city of Yerushalayim under siege, and you're not able to fight. If you were able to fight and you had the men, I myself would give you 2,000 horses. This way we can make the battle a little bit fair. I mean, we'll see in a moment, he's even 2,000 horses is nothing compared to Sancheriv's army. Ve'ech toshiv. So how do you think you can turn back es pnei pachas achad? How could you turn back es pnei pachas achad, the face of a single minor captain, avdei adoni, of the servants of my master, haktanim, the minor ones, the insignificant one. The army has many different officers and many different groups of soldiers. A pachas, that officer, and from the katanim, the minor officers who has a small company of men. How would you be able to turn away even a pachas achad avdeik adoni haketanim? Vativtach l'chol Mitzrayim. Are you placing your trust on Mitzrayim? L'rechev u'l'foroshim. For chariots and for horsemen. How can you put your trust in Mitzrayim? You don't even have the men who would be able to go on the horses and the chariots that he would send. And on the other possibility is that you're not relying on Mitzrayim, but you're relying on Hashem. And as we said, Hashem won't help you because you removed all of these bamos, all of the altars. But along that reasoning, va'ato now, hamibal adei Hashem, do you think that without Hashem, without Hashem's consent, I went up against this land to destroy it? You think I'm doing this on my own? Hashem Amar Eli. Hashem said to me, Alei el ha'aretz hazos v'hashchiso. Go up against this land and destroy it. Where did Hashem say this? Rashi brings down. We had in Perek Ches, way back in earlier in Yeshayah, in Perek Ches, there was a nevuah that the Nevi'im said, Yisos Chel Damesek, that Sancheir will take away all of the wealth of Damascus, which was in the north. Ve'es Shlal Shomron, and all of the booty and the spoils of Shomron, which was the land of the 10 tribes. Lifnei Melech Ashur, and they'll be all taken away before the king of Ashur. That was a nevuah, and it was known. It was known that there were Nevi'im who publicly said that all of this will go to the king of Ashur. And as Rashi continues, v'hu ta'a, but Sancheiriv made a mistake. Sancheiriv and Rav Shoke, who was his spokesman, v'hu ta'a loymar, he made a mistake to say, kashir osisi l'shomron, kein es el Yerushalayim. Like I did to Shomron, I'll do to Yerushalayim. There was a nevuah that Sancheiriv would conquer the 10 tribes and they would be taken away in exile. Now Sancheiriv stood in front of Yerushalayim and he said, you think I came on my own? There's a prophecy that I'm going to destroy the land. But as we're learning, Yerushalayim under Chizkiyo, they were tzaddikim. They placed their bitachon in Hashem, and they're going to be saved. The nevuah was concerning the 10 tribes. Not here. But this is what he said. Hashem Amar Eli, Hashem said to me, Alei al ha'aretz hazos v'hashchiso. Go up against this land and destroy it. That was the message. So the message of Rav Shake was, again, Chizkio had three of his officers who went out to Rav Shake, and Rav Shake called out and he said, you can't place your trust in Mitzrayim. You can't place your trust in Hashem. Nothing is going to help you. Mitzrayim won't help you. They're like the reed that goes that punctures a person's hand when he rests on it. Mitzrayim is just going to hurt you. And Hashem's not going to want to help you because Chizkio removed all of the Mizbechos, all of the altars. He said everyone has to come to him in Yerushalayim. And then he continued, even if Mitzrayim would want to help you, you don't have any men who could fight that send you all the equipment. They'll send you horses and chariots. I would give you 2,000 horses if you could find riders. And as far as Hashem helping you, Hashem's not going to help you. I am here because Hashem said I could destroy the land. That's Rav Shake's message. Vayomer El Yokim. So now El Yokim said, Veshevna, V'yoach, these were the three men of Chizkio. The three of them said El Rav Shake to Rav Shake, Dabra Noel Avodecha Aramis. Speak to your servants in Aramaic. Kishomi Manochnu, because we understand the language. You understand Aramaic? We understand Aramaic. Speak to us. This is a private message. You would like Chizkio to surrender. So this is something that is private negotiations. And let's discuss this in Aramis. Val tadabri leinu Yehudis. But don't go with your megaphones and you're shouting in Yehudis, in Hebrew, in the language that everyone knows. Ba'ozne ha'am asher alachoma. In the earshot of the people on the wall. The people hear what you're saying. If you want to discuss with Chizkio about surrendering, so let's speak Aramis, and this is something for us to discuss privately, not in the language that everyone understands. They're all on the wall hearing your arguments. Vayomer Rav Shake. So Rav Shake said, Ha'el Adonecho, do you think that I'm coming to your master, Veilecha, and to you, Shlochani Adoni, my master Sancheirav, sent me to talk to Chizkio, or sent me to you officers, L'daber es advarim o'ela, to speak these words. I'm not coming to speak to you. If I wanted to speak to you, I'd speak Aramis. But I'm not coming to speak to you. Hallo al ho'anoshim. I'm coming to speak to the men hayoshvim al hachoma that are sitting on top of the wall, the city wall. Lechol es. Now we read the word so awesome. To eat their excrement. They're under siege. There's not going to be any food. They're going to be eating their own excrement. Velishtos es meimei ragleim, we read the word. And to drink their urine, imochem, with you. They're going to drink the mei ragleim. There's not going to be any water. Their own waste products. The way it's written is even in a more powerful, humiliating form. The word chorehem comes from the word chor, a hole. We don't say to eat what comes out of their body, the hole. We say it comes out the tzoa. Tzoa just means what is expelled. It's just a nicer term. Velishto says, Shineim is describing how in the body, whatever holds up the waste products, we just say, Meimi Ragleim, the water that comes from their feet. But it's, I'm coming to speak to the people who are not going to have anything to eat or drink except for their own Soyan Meimi Ragleim. That's who I'm coming to speak to. I'm not coming to speak to the king and to you. The way the Malbim explains, he's stressing that I'm specifically not coming to speak to Chizkio. It's not like I'm coming to speak to Chizkio and the people on the wall. As far as Sancheirav is concerned, Chizkio is a Moreid B'Malchus. He's rebelling against the king because he sent as the Malbim learned, he sent the tribute and he sent whatever the king of Sancheiriv demanded from him. He sent him the present to show that we are your servants. Then he turned around and he started preparing for war. So Chizkio himself is due for the extreme punishment. He's certainly going to lose the Malchus. That's the least of it. But he's rebelling against the king. And in general, Sancheiriv's policy was that he expelled every nation. When he conquered a country, he would take the people from that country and send them to someplace else. Send them off to a different land. And by moving around all the citizens that everybody felt he wasn't on their home turf, everybody would feel insecure and they would rely on the king, they wouldn't rebel. But that was Sancheiriv's plan to conquer the world. He would conquer a nation and then send them off to another land. Rav Shoke says, I'm not here to speak to Chizkiyahu, and I'm not here to speak to the people, to speak to you officers. I'm here to speak to the people on the wall. Chizkiyahu himself is rebelling, and therefore he's a non-entity. He's going to be captured and punished and destroyed. I'm here to make a deal with the people. If the people will surrender to me, I'll make it better for them. Vayamud Rav Shoke. And Rav Shoke stood, Vayikra v'kol gadol Yehudis. And he even spoke in a loud voice. He must have raised the amplifying. And he called out in a loud voice, Yehudis, in Hebrew, so that everybody should hear him. Vayomer, and he said, Shimu es divrei ha-melech ha-gadol. Hear the words of the great king, Melech Ashur, the king of Ashur. As if to stress, don't listen to your king Chizkiyahu, who's weak and minor. I'm coming from the great king. Ko amar ha-melech. So says the king, Al yashi lochem Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu should not persuade you. He shouldn't delude you. Kilo yuchal lahatzil eschem. Chizkiyahu will not be able to save you. The word yashi is a term that is when a person is confronted with something that's scary and he's afraid of the consequences. And you convince him that don't worry about the future. It won't be bad. It'll be okay. Like hanochash hishiani va'ochel. The Malbim brings a sukkim. You'll find in Tanakh, they were afraid to eat from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree of knowledge. And the snake, the nochash, told Chava, don't worry, you can eat from it. Hanochash hishiani. He deluded her into thinking she won't suffer as a result. It'll be okay. Don't be afraid. Al yashi lachem Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu is deluding you. There's my army outside with millions of soldiers. And Chizkiyahu is saying, don't worry, you'll be okay. Just have bitachon. Don't allow that. Kilo yuchal lahatzol eschem. Chizkiyahu is not able to save you. Val yavtach eschem Chizkiyahu el Hashem. Chizkiyahu should not cause you to place your confidence, your bitachon on Hashem. Lemor saying, Hatzol yatzilenu Hashem, Hashem will save us. There could be two reasons why Hashem would save Klal Yisrael. Either you have the zechusim, or because it's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, it's Hashem's holy city, and He doesn't want Yerushalayim to be destroyed. And to both of those points, Rav Shoke says, don't believe Hatzel Yatzilenu Hashem. What Chizkiyahu says, Hashem will save us. You don't deserve to be saved. You don't have the zechusim. How can you place your bitachon? Lo sinosein hoyir hazos. And about the idea that this is Yerushalayim, how could it happen to Yerushalayim? Don't believe what he says, that lo sinosein ho'ir hazos b'yad melech Ashur, that this city won't be given over to the king of Ashur. Al tishmo Chizkiyahu. Don't listen to Chizkiyahu. Ki cho omar ha'melech Ashur, because so says the king of Ashur. Asu iti brocha. Do with me a brocha. Make peace with me. Brocha is usually to give a present to show that you are a goodwill gesture. Make peace. Asu iti brocha. Utsu elai. And come out of the city. You hold up there in Yerushalayim. Come out to greet me. And if you come out and you make peace, v'ichlu ishkafno, you'll no longer be stuck in the city under siege. You can come out and you'll eat the fruit of the vine. V'ishteinoso, you'll be able to eat from your fig trees. Ushesu ish meboro, and you'll be able to drink the water that you have in the cisterns. Instead of being stuck in the wall where you're going to end up with no food and no water. So that's the first step. The first step is, as soon as you make peace with me, you'll be able to come out of the city, you'll be able to eat the fruits, and you'll be able to drink, and life will be better. And the truth is, Sancheiriv was well known. Sancheiriv never left a captured country on their own land. They're definitely going to be sent out of Eretz Yisrael. But if you make peace with me, Ad Boi, in the meantime, you'll be able to eat and drink, you'll be able to leave the city. Ad Boi, and Chizkio himself has rebelled and he's going to be punished. But you people in the city, you'll be able to, I'll save you, and I'll take you to a land that will be comparable to your land, El Eretz Ka'artzechem. And when I send you over there, I'll take you to a place where there'll already be things growing. Sometimes you can be brought to a land and it's been burnt and scorched, and it'll take years till you build it up. And it's fertile land, but it's been already destroyed. But I'll take you to a land that right now has vineyards and grain and food, and it'll be good for you. But you have to surrender. Come out to me, asuiti brocha. Go and make peace. Do this. If you make peace, it'll be good for you. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph says as follows: the psukim. There are many places in Melachim and in Tanakh where the king of Asher has given different names. And the Gemara says it's all the same person. He had different names. 8 different names, in fact. Tiglas Pileser, Pilneser, Shalmaneser, Pol, Sargon, Esnapa, Rabav, Yakira. The Gemara mentions all the different names and titles the king of Asher was given. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei ma zocha oso rosha. Why did that Rosh Sancheiriv merit Likroso Esnapa Rabov Yakira to be called this great leader? Esnapa Rabba, the great one, Vyakira, and the venerated one. Where did he get he was given this title and called such a great king? Mipnei Shlosiper Biganusa Shal Eretz Yisrael. Because he didn't speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael. And because he showed that respect for Eretz Yisrael, he was given this great title. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ad Boi v'lakachti eschem el Eretz ka'artzechem. This Pasuk is also in Melachim quoted in the story, that until I come and I take you to a land like your land. He never said there's any place on earth better than Eretz Yisrael. He told them, I'll take you to a place as good as your country. Rashi says, V'lo Omar Muteves Me'artzachem. He never said, I'll take you to a place better than Eretz Yisrael. I got to shift around all the nations. Don't worry, I'll take you to a place that's better. The Gemara continues, Rabu Shmuel, Chad Omar Melech Pikeachoya. One of them says he was a smart king. V'chad Omar Melech Tipish Hoya. And the other one says he was a fool. Lamanda Omar Melech Pikeach Hoya. The one who says Sancheiriv was a wise king. Because Yamino Lehu, he said, if I tell the people, Adifa Me'araichu, that if you surrender, don't worry, it'll be good, I'll take you to a land that's better than your land. If I tell them that, Amru kamashakras. They'll say you're lying. It's not possible. There's no place better than Eretz Yisrael. We know what's out there. We know it's in the world. There's no place better. He's obviously lying, and they won't take his word seriously. But he was a smart king. He said something that is believable. I'll take you to a land as good as what you have. There'll be vineyards and bread and wine and food, and it'll be good. So that's a reasonable offer, and people would be persuaded to surrender. The one who says he was a fool, because him came my revuse. So what's the advantage of surrendering? Right now the people feel like fighting, that they shouldn't give up what they have. And the best offer you can say is, don't worry, if you listen to me, it won't be worse. The people aren't going to accept that. They'll put their bitochen in Hashem, but what you're promising us is no better. Why should we place our trust in you? And as I surrendered, and you told us you'll give us a place as good as our what we have. But that's what Sancheiriv, through his messenger Rav Shoke, that's what he said. Penyasis eschem Chizkiyahu, lest you allow Chizkiyahu Yasis to go ahead and persuade you. And he's going to entice you, Lamar, saying, Hashem Yatzilenu. Chizkiyahu is going to say, Hashem is going to save us. Don't believe it. Haitzilu Elohei Hagoyim. Did all of the gods of the nations save? Ishes Artso. Did any of their gods save their own land? Miyad Melech Ashur. From the hands of the king of Ashur. Did anybody save their country? Aye Elohei Chamos. Where's the gods of Chamos, Va'arpod, and Arpod? These are different countries. Chamos is a country that was part of Aram, which was in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And these were neighboring nations to Eretz Yisrael, and those who worshipped Avodah Zarah worshipped these gods also. But these gods didn't help their land. Ay Elohei Svarvoyim, where's the gods of Svarvoyim? V'chi Yitzilu HaShomron Miyodi, and did they save Shomron from my hands? And as the Malbim explains, the other Avodah Zarahs, the other gods couldn't save their country. And if you're going to say that the Jews are different, the Elokei Yisrael is stronger, but V'chi Yitzilu HaShomron, did they save Shomron? Shomron is also part of Klal Yisrael. And if you're going to say, well, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't able to save, he didn't want to save Shomron. He didn't want to save. But now, maybe he wants to save Yerushalayim. But listen, Mi b'chol Eloheihu ha'rotzos ha'eleh? Who among all of the gods of these lands, asher hitzilus artzo miyodi? Who from any of these lands saved their land from me? Nobody. Ki yatzil Hashem es Yerushalayim miyodi, that you think Hashem will save Yerushalayim from my hands. As the Malbim says, Akar shal kol ponim, you're forced to concede that b'chol elu ha'rotzos harabim, in these many lands, lo nimtza echot sheyehitzel es artzo. No one saved their country from Sancheiriv. Yes, Hasiba Mashiach. Whatever the reason is, you want to tell me the Avodah Zarahs didn't have the power. You're going to say Hashem didn't want to save Shomron. But whatever reasons you might have, the facts are no country escaped from Sancheiriv. Kvarnucha Lodun Hekish Hahemshol Min Haklal Aprat. Looking at what happened to the general, the world scene, what's happening to everyone else, let's understand, based on past experience, what is going to happen now to Yerushalayim. Ki gam Hashem lo yuchol, o lo yirtzel hatzos Yerushalayim gam kein. You want to tell me he didn't want to save Shomron? Okay, maybe he doesn't want to save Yerushalayim. The facts are, nobody saved their land from me. So even if you want to say Hashem could, maybe Hashem doesn't want to. The facts are, nobody stops Sancheiriv. Ki yatzel Hashem es Yerushalayim miyodi. Now the truth is, this was terrible chiruv v'giduf. This was blasphemy, because in one breath to say the idols couldn't save, and how could Hashem save? You can't equate the two. That itself is the greatest blasphemy, to put the two, to make any comparison. Vayacharishu. The people were quiet. V'lo anu oso davar, and they didn't respond. Ki mitzvos hamelech hi. There was a command from Chizkiyo Lamor saying, lo sanuhu. Don't answer him. Sancheir was aware of the fact Rav Shoke is outside the city and he's speaking in Yehudis that all the people can hear. And he said, just ignore him. Nobody should answer. Now, what is the answer? That we'll see later. We'll see in the next parak what the answer is. But to Rav Shoke, they said nothing. Vayovel Yochim ben Chilkiyo asher al habayis. El Yochim ben Chilkiyo, who was in charge of the palace, came. V'shevna ha-sofer was Shevna the scribe. V'yoch ben Osav ha-mazkir, and Yoch ben Osav the recorder. El Chizkiyo, they came to Chizkiyo kruei begodim, and they had torn their clothing. They raised kriya, they tore kriya like somebody who hears the most terrible news of chas v'shalom, a relative dying. But this is one of those chiyuve kriya. Likewise, somebody hears such blasphemy, they tore their clothing. Vayagidulo, and they came and they told Chizkiyo estivei Rav Shoke, what Rav Shoke said. And Amir Tashem, next week we'll see what the response is. Okay, thank you.